If the virtuous man turns from the path of virtue to do evil, the same kind of abominable things that the wicked man does, can he do this and still live? None of his virtuous deeds shall be remembered, because he has broken faith and committed sin. Because of this, he shall die. You know, it's an easy trap to fall into for someone to think that he can do all that he can get away with because the world won't judge him, and still live and still call himself a Catholic. Catholics fall into that trap of thinking, well, if the world doesn't judge me, if everybody else is doing more or less the same abominable thing, I can do it too and still live. But none of his virtuous deeds shall be remembered if he acts like that, because he has broken faith and committed sin. Our Lord tells us in the Gospel today, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. In a way, we have to stand out from the world as Catholics, not because we want to make ourselves stand out, not because we want to stray from what is normal. No, quite the contrary, because we want to do what is normal and not what is perverse, which has become today the norm. In Lent, we remind ourselves of a double duty of doing expiation for our own sins, for those of others, praying for our own conversion and for the conversion of others. Now, many souls not only never arrive at sanctity, but are utterly lost for all eternity. Why? For two principal reasons. One, no one prays for them. No one offers sacrifices for them. No one does penance for them. Our Lady lamented of this in Fatima. Two, many souls are lost and for all eternity because no one tells them the direction they're headed in. No one tells them where they are going. No one tells them that they are headed for ruin. No one tells them either in words. No one opens their mouth to admonish the sinner. And no one by his or her example detracts them from that way of life. Rather, a lot of Catholics scandalize each other. Why? Because they all think more or less along the same lines. I can do the same abominable things that the world does and still be a Catholic. The world doesn't judge me. No one tells me I'm wrong. And I can keep walking in the direction that I'm walking. And many souls are lost because of this mutual scandal. So all Catholics in Lent, because of this duty that we have to save our souls and not to give scandal to others and as much as possible to work for the salvation of others, Lent is a time of almsgiving, of works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to save the soul of our neighbor. So in Lent, every Catholic should ask him or herself, well, how do I live my faith? And just asking ourselves simple questions that sometimes perhaps we forget in our examinations of conscience. Every Catholic should ask him or herself, well, how do I dress, for example? How do I show my faith in the way I dress? Do I dress in any other way than the world dictates? What language do I use? Am I in any way different? What movies do I go to see? What music do I listen to? What books and magazines do I read? What websites do I visit? If the virtuous man turns from the path of virtue to do evil, the same kind of abominable things that the wicked man does, can he do this and still live? None of his virtuous deeds shall be remembered, because he has broken faith and committed sin. Because of this, he shall die, and he'll make others die as well because of the scandal he gives. And this is certainly not the will of God. Not the will of God. Do I indeed derive any pleasure, our Lord says, from the death of the wicked? Do I not rather rejoice when he turns from his evil way, that he may live? And in this work of conversion, we're instruments of grace for each other, instruments of salvation, or could be even instruments of scandal, of damnation for each other. We have a grave responsibility, so let us pray that our Lord might make us instruments of grace, of conversion for each other. Let us pray, let us offer sacrifices for sinners, Let us do penance for sinners. There is need of it. There's grave need of it. Let us always, when we have the responsibility, admonish sinners, even with our words, even when this has to cost us. Parents have to admonish their children. Priests have to admonish the faithful committed to their, entrusted to their care, bishops, their dioceses. When we have the responsibility, we have to open our mouths and admonish sinners. This is true charity. And in all cases and in all times, by our example, let us be for each other. Let us be for each other a help unto salvation, unto sanctification and salvation. This is the will of God. This is the will of God for ourselves and for others. So let us ask our Lord for that grace in this Lent and always, so that we might contribute to the salvation of the greatest number of souls and for the greatest possible glory of God. Praised be Jesus and Mary.